We'll begin with Parashat Bo Shana Shniya of Ben Ish Chai. We'll start the Hagdama. The Hagdama is quite long. Maybe we'll do it in two parts. Okay, so we begin in Parashat Bo Shana Shniya Ben Ish Chai. He picks the pasuk from the last aliyah of the parasha, Kadesh li kol bechor peter kol rechem bivnei Yisrael ba'adam uva behema li hu. The literal translation, sanctify for me every firstborn, peter kol rechem bivnei Yisrael ba'adam uva behema, the opening child of the womb, the one who opens the womb of his mother, that's the bechor. Whether it's in Adam or Behema, lihu, it belongs to Hashem. So there is the Bechor of Adam, which we do Pidyon HaBen, and there is the Bechor of a Behema, which is also Kodesh, which is given to the Kohen, and it's as a Korban. HaBechor VeHaMaaser VeHaPesach Kadashim Kalim has a din of Kodesh. That's what the simple meaning of the pasuk is. And it's in commemoration of the fact of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Twofold. Yetziat Mitzrayim, first of all, collectively, was Hashem saving his Bechor from Mitzrayim. As Hashem stated to Paro in Parashat Shemot, Beni Bechori Yisrael. So in commemoration of Yetziat Mitzrayim in general, that's why we do Pidyon HaBen. And also specifically of Makat Bechorot. Makat Bechorot, where Hashem smote the firstborn of the Egyptians and he spared the firstborn of the Jewish people, of Bnei Israel. So there is a general idea of Bechorah in Yetziat Mitzrayim and also specific to Makat Bechorot. The Ben Ish Chai Kedarko BaKodesh is going to take this pasuk and explain it in a way of drush. Nir'e li b'siyata d'ishmaya al pi ma shekatav harav sidurot shel Shabbat. He begins based on the words of the sidurot shel Shabbat. The sidurot shel Shabbat was a great tzaddik from the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. He's known for his pirush on the Torah called Be'er Maim Chaim. He's the Be'er Maim Chaim. And he wrote a sefer dedicated to the inyan of Shabbat as well. And he called it Siduro Shel Shabbat. And there he writes the following yesod. Dematzinu kama mitzvot tluyim bidvarim gashmiyim. After all, we find many mitzvot in the Torah that depend on physical items, physical matters. Welcome, Victor, welcome. Jaime, is that you? Oh, good to see you. Good to see you there. Welcome, welcome. Shalom, shalom. Good to see you. Ah, is a yofi, a femeod. Two for the price of one, right there. Okay. Thank you for joining. Matzinu kama mitzvot tluyim bidvarim gashmiyim she'aguf ne'ene bahem. There are many mitzvot in the Torah that have to do with physical objects, matter, that the body enjoys. Derech mashal, for example, mitzvat mezuzah u'ma'ake. Let's take the mitzvah of building a ma'ake. Right? A fence around the top of the roof. A banister, a ma'ake. Or affixing a mezuzah. In order to do these mitzvot, you have to have a house. Tzarich sheyeh lo bayit kedei lekayem otam. There's no mezuzah without a house, or ma'akeh without a house. And a house is something that you physically enjoy, that you need. It serves your physical needs. V'chen leket shichecha u'pe'a. Let's say the mitzvah of giving leket, of giving shichecha, of giving pe'a. Tzarich sheyeh lo sadot u'chramim. The only way to fulfill those mitzvot is if you have a field, if you have crop that grew in your field. So then you give pe'ah, the corners of the field, leket, what falls from the time of harvest, shichecha, the bundles that you forgot at the time of the ingathering. So all these, le'ani ve'lager ta'azov otam, but that's only if you have sadot u'kramim. V'chen truma ma'aser v'chala. the mitzvah of giving truma to the kohen, giving maaser to the levi or to the ani, v'chala, hafrashat chala, tzach she'yeh lo dagan ve'isa. Obviously, in order to fulfill these mitzvot, it has to be that you have dagan, you have grain, you have isa, you have dough. V'chen she'al matenot kehuna, all the other gifts that we're supposed to give the kohanim, kegon reshit hagez, the first shearings of wool, uzroa lechayayim vekeva, or the different parts of the animal that are reserved for the kohen. Tzach she'elot tzon. So that means you first have to have flock, you have to have sheep, you have to have cattle. V'chen kayotze be'ele. So you understand the point. There are many mitzvot that have to do, in fact, almost all the mitzvot have to do with items that you need for your own physical needs. V'ha'adam. So a person, af al pi she'ro'e she'yesh lo hana'a legufo mikol devarim elu, says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he says that although a person realizes that these things give him pleasure, serve his needs, lo yitave lahem v'yishtadel lehasigam bishvil hana'at gufo. So the ideal is, the ideal of the Torah is that we should not desire them solely and try, you know, and pursue them solely for the pleasure that they give us. Ela bishvil kiyum ha-mitzvot ha-tluyot bahem. The reason why we should pursue them, why we should desire them, should be primarily because of the mitzvot that can be done through them. Now that's a level. Imagine a person is going to work in order to make money so that he can have food. Why do you need food? Because I want to give afrashat chala, because I want to give truma in maaser. Oh, and also because I need to eat. So can you imagine, that's a high level, that your primary purpose for desiring food is for saying birkat hamazon, right? Birkat hamazon is also a mitzvah. It's only, together with food. So the reason, this is the ideal purpose, this is the ideal way that a person should develop his heart and his mind in such a way that the purpose why I am pursuing these physical needs are for the spiritual opportunities that they afford. That's what the Be'er Mayim Chaim writes in his Sidurot Shel Shabbat. Ubaze Peresh Harav Ma'amar Mikdimani Va'ashalem. The Sidurot Shel Shabbat explains, based on this, the pasuk in Iyov, Perek Mem Aleph, upon which we have a Midrash Chazal in Vayikra Rabba. The pasuk says, Mi hikdimani va'ashalem. The simple meaning is, who came before me, Hashem says, that I owe him anything, va'ashalem. Who is before me? Now, what does that mean, who is before me and that I shall reward? So the Chazal say in the Midrash, Mi kiyem mitzvat mezuzah ad shelo natati lo bayit? Who fulfills the mitzvah of mezuzah until I already gave him a home? The simple meaning of these words of the Midrash is to understand gratitude to Hashem, right? That a person puts a mezuzah, he thinks he's doing Hashem a favor. Hashem says, you're doing me a favor? What are you affixing the mezuzah to? You're putting it to a home that I already gave you. So I was first. You're only paying me from that which I already gave you. Right? Tzitzit is on a beged, on clothing that I gave you. Truma, maasot, is from fruits that I provided you already with. So that's the basic meaning of the Midrash Chazan on the Pasuk, Mi hikdimani v'ashalem. The Be'er Mayim Chaim says, based on what we said before, a little bit deeper, Pirush, meaning, Hen emet shekiyem mitzvat mezuzah u'ma'ake. Yes, very nice. It's true, you fulfilled the mitzvah of mezuzah and ma'ake with your house. Ach lo yikdim b'machshavto mitzvotelu. Hashem is asking, Mi hikdimani? Who had me first in mind? Which means, when you went to buy that house, what was your primary thought? What was your goal? What was your purpose? Was I your purpose? Hashem says. Ela hu nit'ava lebayit v'yishtadel livnoto bishvil hana'at atzmo. First, you desired a home and you purchased it for your own pleasure. V'achar she'ishlim, and after you completed the house, az babidato, then it crept up into your mind, it popped into your mind, lekayem mitzvat mezuzah u'make, to do the mitzvah mezuzah. All along you were consumed with, when can I get to the closing date of the house? Right? And that was all for your purpose, that you should have a house. Now, after the closing, everything, aval b'shalom, it finished. Now you think, oh, I have to buy mezuzot. I have to have a mezuzah. You're a good Jew, right? You have to do mezuzot. But was the mezuzah in your mind in the beginning, way back when you thought to buy the house? Did you think to buy the house in order to put a mezuzah? Ooh, that's not so simple. That's what the pasuk is saying. Mi hikdimani va'ashalim. Who had me first in mind? V'chen hu lash ha'isa le'anat gufo, or he was kneading the dough for his own purpose. V'achar she'lash, after you finished kneading the dough, ba b'da'ato lekayem mitzvat chala. So when you started kneading the dough, it was for your own pleasure. Only after you finished the kneading, then you're a good Jew, you realize, okay, I have to do afrashat chala. V'chen bish'al dvarim, and so on, in all the other mitzvot. At kan dvarav, till here is the quote from the Siduro shel Shabbat, of the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Nimtza, so it comes out. What do we learn from here? Tzaricha Adam lehakdim letzayer b'machshavto maaseh mitzvah kodem sheyetzayer hana'at gufo. Let's underline that sentence. We learn here that the ideal is to first imagine in our mind the act of the mitzvah, before we imagine in our mind the pleasure and the function that this item is going to provide me with. So the first thing, when we set out to buy a house, we have to first imagine, oh, this house is going to be a house that I'm going to be mikayem a mitzvah of mezuzah. And by the way, that's not the only mitzvah that we do in a house. Ma'akeh is also not the only other one. Many other mitzvot. It's a house that I'm going to learn Torah in, a house that I'm going to teach Torah, a house that I'm going to bring up a family, chinuch yeladim. Imagine all the spiritual and holy endeavors that a house is going to be used for. These are the thoughts that should be primary, that should be first in our mind. Before he thinks about, oh, I'm going to have a nice living room, I'm going to have a study, I'm going to have a kitchen, I'm going to enjoy this part, I'm going to enjoy that part. That should be secondary. That's what we're learning here today. Okay, so that's a beautiful yesod. It says here two participants are raising their hand. I don't want to upset anybody here. So who's raising his hand? I can't see. Who's? Okay, Meiro, b'chavod. So continues the Ben Ish Chai, v'yadua ki ha-machshava, we have one more minute, v'yadua ki ha-machshava mechunet b'shem b'chor. Now the Ben Ish Chai says, the machshava of a person, the thought of a person, is termed b'chor. It could be called a b'chor, a firstborn. Why is that? Yan ki kol davar tzarich lishlemut, machshava v'dibur ma'aseh. Everything is needed to have machshava in order for it to be complete. Some things need to be completed in three steps: machshava, dibur, and maaseh, thought, speech, and act. Or machshava v'dibur. Some things are only requiring machshava v'dibur. Let's say you're about to speak, so you don't need to do anything, but you definitely need to think about what you're about to speak. Or machshava v'maaseh. Sometimes it's only an act that needs thought. Ki ifshar lashlim shum davar bilti machshava. The bottom line is, you cannot complete anything in this world without thought. Ach tzarich sheyakdim ha machshava le'maaseh o le'dibur. But the question is, what comes first? let's say, okay, it's very true that you have to have thought with an act, or you have to have thought with your speaking. But which one has to come first? What's the order? Obviously, it's the machshava that comes before the dibur. Imagine a person will speak first, and then he'll think about what he speaks. Or he'll do first, and then he'll think about it. No, you have to always think before you do. Think before you say. If you don't think beforehand, how are you going to do it, or how are you going to say it? That's why the machshava has a description name, and that is bechor. Ki hi reshit bechol davar v'davar. Because what is the firstborn of every act? The thought. What's the firstborn of every word that we say? The thought that comes beforehand. So keep that in mind. Machshava is called bechor. All right? Gam yadua dal yedea machshava ye adam niftar mechiyuv kol remach hasim. Okay, we'll continue this Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Let's just review what we just saw. We just learned the Yesod from the Siduro Shel Shabbat, that in all things, mi higdimani va'ashalem, the ideal is to have the reason of the mitzvah first, uppermost, in our mind, before even the physical reasons or the physical need. And from this, we are going to be able to understand the pasuk of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, with the introduction that the machshava is called Bechor. He's going to add a few thoughts before he comes to explain the pasuk Be'ezrat Hashem, as we will see.